I remember when I heard the story of how audio began, Mark Rock's story about his mother dying and him not having any audio record of her voice. It stuck. I mean, I hear lots of stories all the time, lots of reasons why people do things, but nothing has ever struck me as forcefully as that, as a good reason for setting up a business. And a good, you know, it was such a human and personal reason why he set up the business, that it struck me that that was the key to getting it across to new people, or one of the keys. And it was to find something which was so utterly, utterly basic, you know, pushed all the buttons for the person, you know, the sound of their ancestors. And I've often put it to people that they could, you know, do things with their children. They could record the sound of current day life so that their great-great-grandchildren would be interested. And I've often said to people, look, don't you think if you had a chance to hear your great-great-grandmother's voice or grandfather's voice, would you actually ever listen to it? You know, if you could have a sound of a kitchen table conversation between, you know, your relatives, your predecessors, your blood relatives, or your friends, even going back, or if you, no matter how ordinary, would you be interested? And to a person, they all say yes. People say, of course I would. Of course I would. There's no way I wouldn't listen to, you know, any fragment of conversation from the real life of those who went before me. And I think this is not just related to their family of individuals, but there is something that human beings are curious about, and it's the question of what is it, what does it mean to be human? So what does it mean to be human fascinates every human being, because we're looking over our shoulders to see what other people are doing. We're looking over our shoulders to see what are they saying, how are they behaving, how are they dressing, how are they, you know, what turns them on. We're anthropological people. We are interested, we are students of other creatures of our own type, particularly. I mean, we're not only interested in our own type of creatures. There are many, many humans interested in dogs and cats and horses, etc., etc. But to come back to this, is that it is one of the most natural things for a human being to be curious about other human beings. Now, this to me is a key to how to attract new people to Audio Boo. The idea that, given that they themselves are curious about other people, and they themselves would listen to other people, wouldn't it be good for others if they created some audio themselves? So why would somebody, I mean, there are those who will lurk forever and they will, you know, we all need listeners, you know, don't get me wrong. It's a bit like writers, you know, writers need readers, and if everybody wanted to be a writer, they wouldn't be doing enough reading and the books wouldn't sell enough, etc., etc. So, you know, we might want everybody to be recording on Audio Boo, perhaps, but that's sort of theoretically irrelevant. The key thing is that a good reason why somebody would do Audio Boo is because they have already admitted that they themselves are curious about other people's lives, and that as a quid pro quo, perhaps, you wouldn't want to use that term in the conversation, but as a quid pro quo, they could be generous enough to contribute a fragment of the sound of themselves, and or the sound of what they like, or you know, whatever. You know, there's so many different types of booze. But there is, I'm approaching this from a point that goes across every genre of audio boo. You know, the last point I want to make on this thing about attracting people to audio boo is that audio boo gives people a chance to publish. Increasingly, ever since mass education, I put it back into the 19th century, ever since the ruling class was foolish or wise enough to educate the masses have becoming more and more curious about life, how it works, and on the back of that, the masses have been growing their confidence that they can all be authors. So we live in a world where the trend is towards people becoming authors. Different kinds of authors, of course. All sorts of different kinds of authors. And audioboo gives somebody a chance to be an author. And the other thing about it is, and this is crucially important, I think, is whereas some people like to read and some people like to write, everybody likes sound. It is, you know, without a doubt the case that more people are interested in sound than they are in reading. And that's ever so easy to forget. Just because, you know, search engine optimization works best through text and words and stuff like that. Just because of that. The real thing is we all love audio. And that's really what it's about. I think that's as much as I want to say on this topic. Thank you ever so much for listening to me. Bye-bye.